flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A couple things on the Texans' search for a new OC. Bobby Slowick fired on Friday. Texans among several teams in the market for a new offensive coordinator. We'll get into names, but the Houston Stressons at Texans commenter put a poll out on Friday afternoon after the Texans made the move to get rid of Bobby Slowick. And I thought this was interesting, Seth, because I'm curious how the Texans' thought process aligns with this, and we're going to learn very little about the Texans' thought process, I think, until after they hire. Like, the one thing we know about that building, they're pretty good at keeping things buttoned up over there. I don't know.
They're very deliberate in what is leaked and when there's they're very careful.
They're
about
very careful. So
usually the leaks come from players who can't shut their yaps.
Yeah,
more so it doesn't come from D'Amico or Nick, unless it's a very planned, or whoever it is in the front office or the organization. It feels like the big stuff gets leaked when it's supposed to be leaked.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to draft a quarterback, for instance?
Yeah, everybody's guessing at that. And who knows, maybe they'll be guessing at this. Texans commenter put up this poll. I'm very curious your thoughts on this. Have you seen it? Because if not,
no, I have not
guess.
At all.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Even know what the poll is.
Okay, he asked, do you want us to hire a new OC that keeps the Shanahan scheme in place?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I, as one of the biggest advocates of a Coop Shanastani scheme, because I was guilty of something that I always caution against, like, oh, let me plan out the perfect path where, hey, if the offensive coordinator gets hired away, it's easy to find somebody else who has familiarity with that scheme.
Yep.
I was a fool. I was an idiot. I was guilty of fantastic dreaming. So I would say I don't. What? How is the question phrased again?
I'll read it verbatim. Do you want us to hire a new OC that keeps the Shanahan scheme?
Oh, that's a tough one because I'm not opposed to it. It's just that I'm not married to it. It does not factor in as much. First and foremost, look, if there's one thing we know about the NFL, multiple different types of schemes work. It comes down to who's the one calling the plays. So I would say no. I think most people hear that and say, like, no, I'm not married to it. I'll say no because I'm not married to
it. The only options are yes and no. I probably should have said that.
Right.
There's no in between. You say no. What percentage of Texan fans do you think said no? 1,550 votes.
78%.
Wow, give him a ding, Ben. 75.4%. That's a pretty good guess.
I think I'm getting a pretty good feel for the pulse of Texans Nation.
You do.
I think it's one of the things that's definitely making us the best in the world.
It helps. It helps for sure, and it helps you. You do that YouTube show, and you've got that. You've got the interaction
the
right
real
there.
Real time, on the live stream and everything. Yeah,
I think that helps too. So yeah, 75.4%. I will tell you, I'm in the no category as well. Chip Kelly, not a Coop Shanastani guy.
Yeah, and I guess, and again, I think of those people that say no, there's some that are like are reading that and thinking, hell no, I don't want it no matter what because it's antiquated or what have you. I'm not in that group. I'm in the group that I'll say no in that I'm not married to anything other than them being a good offensive coordinator.
Yeah, a lot of people who I saw railing against it, I think the way they were talking about it, like, you know, the predictability,
yeah,
the runs, you know, the you know, the style of the running game.
Yeah.
Those are the people I would remind that you saw the worst version of that this year with the Texans. Like it works in a lot of other places. Yeah. But anytime your team is victim to something that's not working at all, and there's an insistence to keep trying to work it the same way over and over and over again, that's a turnoff.
And I think the problem is too that I think people are sometimes too rigid in what they think of it, because you come from the Kubiak Shanahan tree doesn't mean that you're going to do everything exactly like Kyle Shanahan or whomever else. Is Mike McDaniel's offense like the standard? Is that the standard Kubiak Shanahan scheme? No, but because they've got a different quarterback who's got a different skill set, they get rid of the ball extremely fast. They're very RPO heavy. Sean McVay very quickly transitioned from a Shanahan type scheme to a three wide receiver scheme. So I'm not. That's where if we read too much into it, it's a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, all right, more than anything, is it an offensive coordinator who can adapt his scheme to the players he has on the field?
Yes, that's the big thing. I just want the offense to be good and make sense. I'm like C.J. Stroud grasping the offense or being a quick study to a new offense is among the least of my worries.
Yeah.
He was Offensive Rookie of the Year and picked up the Coop Shanistani offense very, very quickly, which is, by all accounts, it's an offense that takes, you know, there's a learning curve on that offense. And CJ seemed to wrap his, at least around the version that Bobby was doing his rookie year, really well. I think CJ would embrace it as a challenge. I think the football nerd in him would probably love learning a new offense. If he has confidence that OC, combined with the offensive line coach, because that's a big deal as well in all this, are going to put something together that is A, going to work, and B, not going to get him killed like the last offense did.
Right. No, and I think that, exactly. Jaden Daniels just, you know, he picked up the Cliff Kingsbury scheme just fine, executed it really well. You might say, well, it's the first year. They still have room for Jaden Daniels to have a sophomore slump like that. Mm-hmm. Sure, of course. But if your objection is it's hard to pick the scheme up, there's just multitudes of examples out there of quarterbacks who have thrived the first year a new offensive coordinator comes in. It's a consideration, but it's certainly not an obstacle, I think.
No.
It's one of those things that you've got to be aware of and manage when you're implementing the offense, but that's what good offensive coordinators are able to do.
We have a texter that's asking us about C.J. Stroud specifically orchestrating a Chip Kelly offense. Like, what do you think that would look like? How good would it be?
I think, the quick decision, a lot of, there's going to be, you know, quicker, the ball's going to come out faster more often, and I think CJ's perfectly capable of doing that. It's a matter of getting the muscle memory, but also just, like, this year, I know it was frustrating because you wondered, where's the quick game? Part of the problem was that CJ didn't have the options in the quick game. That's one thing that, with, you know, the classic Shanahan system or Kubiak system, there aren't necessarily hot routes. It's the play is what the play is, and there should be something that's coming open based on that coverage. I think what's changed over the years is that defenses have gotten so good at disguising coverages that it's really hard for any quarterback of any intelligence level to really get a good feel for exactly where to go with the ball quickly if it's not engineered into it. And that's what I think CJ would relish, having that ability to attack quickly when he's blitzed.
Mm-hmm.
All those things that Jaden Daniels was able to do this year. I think yes, he'll adapt to it, and especially because he's seen the other side of it. I think any willingness of his, or like, I don't worry about him holding on to the ball too long as a matter of the way he operates. I think when he had trouble with that this year, it was because there were, like, on that play, they were trying to get to the ball deep if they saw the right coverage, and you got to wait for it, and then boom, the protection doesn't hold up. It doesn't have to be that complicated or that difficult if you've got the right guy calling the plays.
Will Chip Kelly leave Ohio State after just 1 year? Seth, as you pointed out, Now, he wasn't there for 1 year. He was there for a few years. But is it Jim Knowles? Jim Knowles.
Yeah, Jim Knowles, the defensive coordinator.
Just left.
Yeah. And one of the reasons he probably left was he was making $2 million a year at Ohio State. Penn State offered him $3 million a year.
Yeah.
So Chip Kelly, there's going to be some team out there, and I will not be surprised if it's the Texans, that's maybe willing to offer him a big old boatload of money. And then the other part of it, too, is, yes, Chip Kelly was only at Ohio State for 1 year. He did kind of check off an item on the bucket list in that he won a national championship, not as a head coach, but as a coordinator. And he might be ready for another challenge. He, like many college coaches right now, might be thinking, you know what? Life's a lot simpler in the NFL than in college football these days. I can actually work with the same players for multiple years. I don't have to worry about the transfer portal or NIL or anything else like that. I can just go coach football. I think that might be very appealing to Chip Kelly.
That's an interesting question. Like, how much, with the new structure of college football, with NIL, with revenue sharing with the players, with all those things, I do wonder for the assistants. Like, the head coach is always going to have to be one of the tip of the spear in recruiting. But now a lot of these big schools, like Ohio State, have GMs for their football program, and they've got a whole staff dedicated to NIL and recruiting. I wonder, and I don't know what the answer to it is, but I'm curious, like, if the role of the coordinators and the position coaches are the same now in terms of having to get out on the road and recruit, or if they literally allow, you know, if there's a front office type of position that handles a big chunk of that, you know?
I think that's where things are changing so much. And what you hear from college coaches is that, man, the recruits and the parents, by and large, are not even listening to the merits of the school or anything else like that. It's show me the money. And I think that you're always going to have – you always want your head guy being the one doing the recruiting, or your coaches being the ones being recruiting. But, yeah, maybe in some respects, as they evolve the support systems around all of it, it might be less of a concern. But I think the main concern for the football coach – because Chip Kelly is the offensive coordinator. What I think about it from him with a nuts and bolts perspective in college is that – you don't know who's going to be here this year versus next year. Are we bringing in a bunch of brand new guys every year? Maybe he likes that challenge. Mm-hmm. Maybe he likes the idea of being able to bring guys that want to come there through the transfer portal. You don't have to worry. You don't have to wait for kids to develop. You don't have to play a freshman who might not be ready yet. You just go out and get a transfer. He might like that, but he also just, he might not like the shifting sands of college football.
Yeah, I think that's it. Because he's at a place that is best positioned to take advantage of that. You know, the shifting. They have the highest budget of any school for NIL. So in terms of retaining guys or going and getting guys. And look, if you're in the portal and you're going to other schools, like Ohio State would be a destination to go to, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who would want to leave a college football program after, as a coordinator, you just won a national championship? Who would leave that to go to the NFL? Might it be somebody like the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL, Todd Monken, who won a championship with the University of Georgia and then took the job in Baltimore? It's not like this is without precedent. And it's just like in Todd Monken, who's been in both the NFL and college before that. I think some of it is, man, if I'm not going to be the head guy, I love the challenge of taking a program that needs to be a turned around and turning it around and changing a quarterback and an offense for the better.
And Monken is in that sweet spot, too, to where he is just sought after enough to be of interest for some of these openings.
Yeah.
But apparently not on the level, at least yet, of the Ben Johnsons and the Aaron Glenns, you know, the guys who have grinded, you know, the Mike Vrabels, to where they're, you know, you pencil them in for these jobs because they've been doing it for a while. Maybe Chip Kelly is in that. If he gets to the NFL, even a successful Chip Kelly is in that in-between stage where, okay, he gets C.J. Stroud turned around. He turns the Texans into a top-five offense. Boy, yeah. We should at least talk to Chip Kelly, but maybe Chip Kelly does just enough in interviews to where he remains offensive coordinator for the Texans. You know, like, he's just a bit of a turnoff enough to where they're like, no, we're going to go with this young energetic guy over here, whatever.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. And especially if there's a lot of reasons that he might not want the New Orleans job, the Saints job, if theoretically if he was open, up for that. Yeah. Like, they've got salary cap issues. What are you going to do with Derek Carr? All of that. It's just, and I'm not saying this to bag on New Orleans. I think, like, New Orleans is kind of in a tough position that they knew they were going to be in,
yeah,
as they kept extending Drew Brees' contract and all that through the years. It's just that this is more, when you've got a young quarterback like C.J. Stroud who has a weapon in Nico Collins, Joe Mixon still looks very good, that Houston is probably the best place for him. If he does want to land an actual premier NFL head coaching job, that a year or two or three in Houston might be the best spot for him.
Yeah, I think so. A slam dunk trip to Vegas could be yours. How? Tuning into Sports Radio 610 for at least an hour a day, by God, on the Odyssey app, live, rewind, show podcast, as long as you're spending an hour inside the Odyssey app listening to Sports Radio 610 or any participating station on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes, you earn your daily entry, and then you and three friends could be wheels up to Vegas in March, each with an extra $5K in your pockets for the ultimate college basketball tournament experience. I can only imagine what I could do with $5K going out to Vegas in March. Just log in and listen now on the Odyssey app for your chance to win this national contest. AFC-NFC title games in the books. Are the Texans just an OC away from playing and winning a game like we saw yesterday? We will discuss that coming up next.